Good morning, everybody. I'm happy to welcome you at the 18th advanced course of the archives, Jean Piaget. And I hope that all is okay for everybody. And we will begin by a note from the president of the archives, Jean Piaget, the professor Pierre-Yves Brandt. Yes, yeah.
Thank you, Pierre. Dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, it's a real pleasure for me to open this 18th advanced course of the Archives Jean Piaget on cognitive development mechanisms and constraints. The Jean Piaget Archives were constituted as private foundation by the late Professor Bärbel Inhalder in 1974. The foundation fulfills a variety of functions. Within the University of Geneva, the foundation collects all the writings of Jean Piaget, as well as the secondary literature inspired by the School of Geneva in the field of developmental psychology. Our collection contains original manuscripts of Jean Piaget handwritings, protocols of the experimental research carried out by Jean Piaget, Bärbel Inhalder, and their research teams, books and articles written by Piaget, monographs, theses, articles from periodicals related to Jean Piaget's genetics, psychology, and epistemology, and also a collection of films and photographs, audio recordings, and didactic materials connected with the life of Jean Piaget. I think at the end of this afternoon, you will have the opportunity to make a visit of these collections. But the purpose of the foundation is not only to collect documents. Our reason for being is also to encourage the influence of Piaget's work and theory. So you can find on our website that we are very proud of the recent opening of open access. All references to literature connected with Jean Piaget's work. This online database is called Online Archives, and you can find the link on our website. Another manner to encourage the influence of Piaget's ideas is the organization of interdisciplinary seminaries and advanced courses. That's why I thank very much our new director, Professor Pierre Barouille, for the organization of the 18th advanced course. In 1955, Jean Piaget created the International Center for Genetic Epistemology. Piaget was interested in the meeting of researchers from different disciplines. Later, advanced courses were organized. They were more centered on a chosen theme. These conferences allow the best specialists of a domain to join around a topic that has a particular relevance for Jean Piaget's theory, particularly in the domain of developmental and cognitive psychology, but also in child development, education, epistemology, and cognitive science. It is exactly what is achieved by the program of this 18th advanced course. That's why I address my congratulations to the organizers. In the name of the board of the Foundation of the Jean Piaget Archives, I wish to all the participants of this advanced course fruitful work and debates. Thank you.
Thank you, Professor Brandt. I will give you some information about the course of the conference. And so, concerning posters, you have probably seen that your poster has the same number as in the booklet, and you have seen the boards on the hall. And just one thing, we have to remove all the material before Saturday 12, and because there is another conference quite at the same place. And we will have two overall free sessions of posters. And so you should keep your poster for the 2 days. And you have between 1645 and 18. So, another information, there is an audio recording of all the talks of the conference, because I thank you. I thank the speakers to give their consent for recording the talks. And these recordings will be available on our website as soon as possible, of course. And question also will be recorded. So you have to wait to have the microphone to question the speaker. So concerning lunches, there is a restaurant inside this building, which is Nova restaurant in the hall on the right when entering by the main entrance. And for full attendees, you will find two tickets for lunches today and tomorrow, just for the Nova restaurant. And for those who want to leave the building, there is a lot of restaurants in the area. For public transport, you have information in the bag. You have two trams near the university. Tram 15 to go to railway station, and 17 if you want to go in downtown to some shopping. It's a good place. And you have also the bus, but it's not exactly in the same place. It's in the left of the building. It's not exactly the same stop as the tram. Oh, something important. Many hotels can give you a free pass for all your stay in Geneva to take public transport. Most importantly, you are invited to visit the archives Jean Piaget. The archives Jean Piaget are in the first floor inside the library of Faculté de Psychologie et des Sciences de l'Éducation. And to go there, you can take the lift, but it's not a good idea because there is crowding usually. So you can go up the spiral staircase on the hall and then follow the arrows to find the archives Jean Piaget. Inside the archives, you can see many books from the library of Jean Piaget himself and Bob Ellen Elder, and you can buy photos. And we also organize a sale of books related to the work of Jean Piaget, of course, and published by the archives. The archives will be closed Saturday morning, so you have just 2 days to visit. I would like to thank many institutes that supported the event, the Fonds National Suisse de la Recherche Scientifique, la Société Académique de Genève, who gave support to, and of course the Université de Genève and the Faculty of Psychology and Education, Science of Education. And also Bernard Schnevely, who is the Dean of our faculty, and Professor Claude-Alain Auwert, who is here today, thank you, who is the head of Department of Psychology. So many thanks to the staff who worked hard to organize this event. And as you have seen, they wear wonderful shirts with the logo of the archives, but I'm not a good businessman. This is why I'm doing research. And I didn't think to make a lot of shirts. This is why I'm not Benetton. I would like to present some books because Sergio Mora, our colleagues, sent me his last book about cognitive development and neo-Piagetian theories. Unfortunately, Sergio cannot be here today, but the book is very interesting. It's devoted to neo-Piagetian theories, so it's a book very close to our topic today, exactly this topic. And I added two excellent books, beginning by Variation in Working Memory, edited by a lot of people, Randy Conway, John Taus, Chris Jarrod, Akira Miyake, I'm forgetting Klaus Obaro, no, Mike Kane, yeah. In which there are several chapters on developmental problems related to working memory. And a book issued from the Conference on Working Memory in Kyoto in 2004 that addressed most of the timely problems related to working memory and cognitive neuroscience of working memory. So I would like to thank the speakers for this conference, beginning by Juan Pascual León, who is the first author who proposed a neo-Piagetian theory of cognitive development. And I'm very happy to welcome him and at the beginning of the conference today. So thank you, Juan, for being there today. John Taus from the University of Lancaster. Chris Jarrod from University of Bristol, and Gramage from the University of York. And today we will have Lee Swanson from the University of California, Tracy Alloway from the University of Durham. A special thanks to Glenda Andrews, who come from Australia. It's a very long trip from Griffith University, and Nelson Cohen from United States University of Missouri. And at the end of the day, Valerie Camos from the Université de Bourgogne. And Saturday morning, Andreas Demetriou, with a special thanks for him, because despite his duties as a Minister of Education and Culture in his country, he will attend all the conference. And so thank you, Andreas, for this effort.
That does not mean that the newspaper doesn't work
itself. And the conference will end with Annick de Ribeaupierre from the Université de Genève. And we'll close the conference by a general discussion Saturday morning.